The web portal where development on the electronic health record system will take place is up and running. Developers who are interested in contributing to the project can start signing up. The only thing that's still missing is the source code itself for the health record system, known as Vista. VA will release it to the open source world soon under the Freedom of Information Act, and VA Chief Information Officer Roger Baker says it'll stay open.
VA has committed that everything we do in the moving forward of Vista will be contributed to the open source. We are the charter member of the open source. We've been firm on that commitment from the beginning.
That web portal is at osehra.org. The initials stand for Open Source Electronic Health Record Agent. It's being run under a $5 million contract the VA just awarded this summer to a Virginia company that will be the custodian for the development project. But the software code and any improvements to it will be free and available to the public. Baker says that'll let VA modernize its health record system more quickly over time, and others in the health IT world will be able to benefit from the work VA has already done.
This has been 2 years in the making and not the easiest thing that any of us ever did, but it is huge. It is just huge from changing the way that government thinks about massive and impactful systems and code. I have great optimism that this will start to lead the way in changing the way that government systems get done.
Ed Marr, a former deputy CIO and chief technology officer at VA, agrees. Marr chaired an ACT-IAC team that delivered a 104-page report on how to modernize the VA system. He's now a vice president at Computer Sciences Corporation.
If you think about how government typically contracts for large, complex systems, mission-critical systems, they end up narrowing it down to one small group that does this for them. This is the actual opposite. This is broadening out to he is now has available to him everybody. And this probably will cost a lot less than what it would cost if they did it with proprietary. But then at the end of the day, it's available to everyone. And it's a growing thing. It can continue to be improved. It really sort of, when you step back and think about it, you say, why haven't we been doing this way all the time?
Marr says the idea will end up being a win, not just for VA, but for the IT industry. He says there will end up being four basic groups that contribute source code and ideas to the Vista modernization. VA's own employees, its paid contractors, the volunteer open source community, and the fourth group, he says, is commercial off-the-shelf vendors who want to do business with VA hospitals.
And they're going to say, look, we're going to continue to pay you your license fee, but we want you to come in now through initially an interface and then eventually a native version of your software that's in this. Now, they won't have to go open source. They can still stay proprietary, but you want to make sure that if they're delivering something of value, they can play here too. And it would be to their advantage as well. They can turn around and sell that. So they can say, look, the VA uses it. How would you like to use it? And you can use all the other things together. So Roger's creating a new marketplace here, and it's going to be a vibrant, new marketplace. It's going to be fortunes made, I think, inside this marketplace. It's going to be good for everybody.
VA's venture into the open source world happens at the same time it's working with the Defense Department to create a joint electronic health record that both agencies can use as service members transition out of the military and into the care of VA. Baker says rather than DOD and VA fighting over which health record system will form the foundation of the joint system, he thinks the open source effort will morph into something that will effectively support both departments.
The great thing about the work with DOD is that in the beginning, way back a year ago, the question was, how would open source and the joint EHR go together? That question has been very nicely answered to the point that DOD sees the open source as a very strong contributor to how we move ahead. So as we look at things that we're going to want to incorporate in the joint EHR, we'll look to the open source community and what they have available as one of the primary ways of sourcing that. The second thing is that, again, as VA moves on our end Vista forward to become the joint electronic health record system, I use the phrase morph, we're going to do that through the open source. So in effect, the IEHR, when we get done, will be in the open source. And we've found that, as we work through this more and more with our DOD partners, they've gotten pretty interested and pretty excited about what open source brings to this.
Baker says the department just issued a request for information to industry last week for what they're calling an enterprise services bus. And they've already started to receive comments. That architecture will form the heart of how health IT systems communicate with each other between VA and DOD. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.